and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode in covering all eight seasons in chronological order. I think that's the first time I've stumbled over the introduction. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, another week you're here on the Regal Beagle Podcast. Thank you for being here. I know it takes a lot out of you to simply sit down and watch a television show, and thank you for the effort.
It's definitely an experience for me. It really hits a lot of different emotions. So for that, I thank you.
Here we go. Season 7, Episode 2, Jack Goes to the Dentist. Jack goes to a dentist who is dating Terry. Cameron, what did you think of Jack Goes to the Dentist?
I enjoyed this episode. I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. I was very surprised to see Jeffrey Tambor. I didn't know. I had no idea that, he had any sort of part in this show. I thought his character was funny, but not too over the top, but enough of a character for him to sort of have some space to breathe and but I liked it for weird reasons. I don't know. It was just a really basic premise. And I identify with Jack because I cannot fucking stand the dentist. I hate it
same
so
here.
Much.
Yep, same here.
Oh, I can't think of anything it gives me so much anxiety. Even thinking about going and the days leading up to it, and then you're there. There's nothing comforting about the experience.
Every time I go to the dentist, my dentist knows this already, but I go, I hate this place, and no offense, but I hate you guys. And then,
yes.
Then he starts in on my teeth.
Yeah, there's nothing. I hate it all. It's terrible. I understand the importance to a degree, but I just... So it was funny, number one, that I really connected with Jack in that way, but that he went to a children's dentist.
That was funny.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That was excellent. I loved his outfit. I don't know what it was about his outfit. Usually, I'm so disconnected from everything that these people are wearing, and it doesn't make any sense to me because it's such a different time. And I'm thinking to myself, 30 years from now, am I going to look at pictures of myself and be like, what a fucking loser. What are you wearing?
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
But I'm looking at that, and I love Jack. He's got these, shorts. He's tucked in this polo shirt. He's got these cool shoes on. He looked cool. I was like, I would wear that. That's cool, man.
Oh, really? I thought it made him look like a little boy so he could kind of be even more of a fish out of water in the dentist's office.
Feel a little weird about liking it now. But I don't know. I thought that was great. There was a bit of, I don't know what the vibe was. I thought it was, there was a couple sort of loose ends that didn't really add up to anything. Like Janet reading that scary book was kind of a weird thing to do. It never really played into the story at all, except for one time when Jack scared him. And it was just kind of the writers were just it was a bit of a lazy thing.
Yep.
But otherwise, I thought it was great. I thought Jeffrey Tambor was great. I don't know if he was a household name at that point, or he sort of was I'm sure these are questions that you have answers to.
Well, yes, because I think Jeffrey Tambor... to a lot of people, were introduced to Jeffrey Tambor through Three's Company. This is his last appearance of three very, very memorable guest appearances on the series, to the point where I would say he was the best guest on the series that you know, at least top two. I don't know who bested Jeffrey Tambor, so much so that they gave him a role in the, they cast him in the spinoff show of Three's Company in The Ropers. So he was three different characters on three separate Three's Company episodes. The first time he appeared was season 5, episode 13, Father of the Bride. He wanted to marry Cindy, and he was this millionaire, and he wouldn't take no for an answer. Then the second time was probably the best time, was Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, last season, episode 7, where everyone thought he was a psychopath, and he played somewhat similar of the dentist character when, you know, he finds out that Jack might be the reason for the breakup. So that kind of character, he always played this crazy psychopathic character. And it's just too bad, but glad that you got the last appearance, that you weren't, we didn't see Jeffrey Tambor sooner. You didn't see Jeffrey Tambor sooner, and we didn't discuss him earlier. But he figures heavily in the whole series, the show. And this is his last appearance in the entire series, in the whole world of Three's Company.
I had no idea. Didn't realize this was the third. Wow. I obviously missed those first two appearances.
Love, everyone knows him from Larry Sanders, but I think there's a large part of people, including myself, when I saw him on Larry Sanders, I said, oh, great. That, you know, that crazy guy from Three's Company found a home. And now the whole world's going to know how amazing of an actor he really is.
He was great in the, you know, in the comedic role.
He stole the scene. He stole every scene from Jack.
He did. And I love the fake out with the audience where you think he's going to, like, really, you know, give it to Jack in the dentist chair, and then he's like, you know, I'm a professional, and he walks out, and everyone's fine. And I'm like, oh, you got me. Here I am. Oh, you know, I fell for it. I like it. Yeah, I thought it was a solid episode of, you know, a solid sitcom episode. There was, you know, there was enough for me to sink my teeth into, even though, you know, Furley wasn't really involved. I don't know. I'm hoping that part of this season, if I do get to watch more of it, that he is, I don't know if he's just sort of where he's been. I haven't connected with him as a character in a long time. Like,
oh, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know why, for whatever reason, over the last 10 episodes, he's hardly been there. He's been there, but hardly. And he's going to come back for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it was a pretty good episode. I mean, I take it that you were a fan as well. Like, this is probably, where does this fall in your...
Right. Well, when I was a kid, I remember crying when I was a kid at the second scene in the dentist chair. I remember crying. And when... he walks into the room and he's looking at Jack like he wants to kill him, and then, you know, flashes a smile. That is comedic genius. The way he does it, that had me on the floor.
Crying out of fear for the dentist or laughter?
Crying out of laughter.
Okay.
I mean, I was a kid, and
right.
You know, at the time, that was the funniest thing on television, you know. That's you know, everyone thought it was hilarious. You have to, you know, watch these with that in mind, and for me, watching that scene really does conjure up just how funny it is, and how I remember it, but also how my reaction. I remember my initial reaction when I saw that as well, like just when he's, because I was so fearful of the dentist when I was a kid too, so it did connect with me as well. But when he says, you know, no Novocaine, and he's stuffing his mouth with cotton and all this stuff, it's hilarious, you know? It's so funny. And it's funny also that Janet makes a mention to calm Jack down that, oh, you know, it's going to the dentist is painless now. You know, it's not how you remember it. Well, you know, this episode was from 1982.
Oh my God. Oh.
So we have like.
Yeah, right.
So we have 40 years later. It's still painful to go to the dentist.
Yeah, of course. Oh God, yeah, painless. I mean, they probably had better. They probably gave them better drugs back then. You know.
Yeah, I don't buy the whole painless thing when you go to the dentist now. Like, no way. And Novocaine, like, yeah, just keep pumping that stuff in.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Well,
But hey, I'm glad we can agree on this episode. I knew you would enjoy it, and I knew you wouldn't like last week's episode. So I think I'm kind of zeroing in on and what you like. So I anticipated both reactions.
Did you? I mean, yeah, for these two episodes, sure. I mean, also sort of, I mean, I feel like, you know, we've gone through and, you know, sort of touching on things I've mentioned in previous podcasts, that it's really taken quite a while for the gears to really start cranking with the show. You know, I'm not trying to be critical, because I understand, and you know, as we've sort of established, I wouldn't have this appreciation that I have now if I hadn't suffered through so much of the show already. So yes, I think you are sort of getting a better gauge on it, but also it's easier because the show is better than it was, I think, personally.
Right? Last week's show aside, yes.
Well, yes. Last week's show aside. And I think that's the same across the board for all sitcoms. You know, every once in a while you have a misfire.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You know? And I think those, not that you hope that you have them, but I think those make you appreciate the other ones a bit more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's what? There's 8 seasons, right?
Yeah. So we got this whole full season to get through, and then season 8, the final season, and then, spoiler alert, there's 2 spin-off shows. So really, total 4 more seasons, Cameron.
2 Yay! Spin-off shows? Did the spin-off shows air simultaneously, or was it one after another?
No, the first spin-off show was The Ropers, and that started right after they left.
And
it lasted for only a season. So now we are watching episodes where the Ropers are off the air. Jeffrey Tambor is not working in the Ropers show. He's a free agent, and he comes back, you know, as he did the season before. And so that's how much they love the guy. And there's another spinoff to come.
What's the other spinoff?
Well, I guess it's not a spoiler alert, but it's 3's a Crowd.
Oh my God! What's the premise there?
Oh no, I won't spoil it for you, even though you can Google it. But don't do that.
I won't do it. Oh God! But I want to do it. I won't do it.
No! Don't. You can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're gonna ruin it.
I won't do it. We're okay, but when the Ropers went off the air, were they a bit bitter that they only lasted a season and they left a show that was still going for years and years and years?
Right. So backstage rumor mill, they never wanted to leave the show.
Oh, boy.
And sure enough, you know, their worries came true. Like, they were basically one full season and then canceled. They never wanted to leave.
Wow. That bright white, you know, hot star of a flame of stardom, you know.
But you know, I think what, you know, I guess the producers were thinking is the joke had run its course. You know, Mr. Roper was the way he was, Mrs. Roper was the way she was, and their characters were kind of flattened by that.
I mean, we established that. You know, go back to seasons 1 and 2 of this podcast. Like and subscribe, Regal Beagle Podcast. We've after 2 or 3 episodes, I was already sick and tired of it.
Yeah, how many times can you
the same thing over and over.
You farm the same joke. Yeah,
I just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's sad that, you know, they kind of didn't want to go. You know, you'd think, oh, I get my own show. They didn't want that because I think, yeah, these are two veterans. They already know the whole showbiz, and they knew that they were being pretty much put out to pasture.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, I think it was for the best anyways. The show only got better after they left.
Oh, Furley, man, come on. He's the character.
F-O-F. I'm a fop.
Yeah, I'm a fop too. We got to make shirts.
Okay, yeah, that's something we could do.
Will any of your friends get it if you have a FOF shirt on?
Absolutely not. It would literally have to be explained every time I wear it. I would get questions.
You'd need to bring me around so I can just walk up to you going, hey, a fellow FOF.
Unless on the back, you know, in the front it'll be like FOF, and the back it'll say Regal Beagle Podcast. You know what I mean?
Ah, maybe we can get that going. FOFs. Are you a FOF? We're FOFs.
Definitely FOF.